This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله خلق فقدر شرع فيسر ثم هدى إلى صراط مستقيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وله الحكم وله الأمر، يحيي ويميت وهو حي دائم لا يموت وهو على كل شيء قدير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته أجمعين، وبعد، فإن الأصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الحد هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها الإخوة الكرام وأخوات السيدات، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. أيها المسلمون، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم؟ تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. وآية ثانية قال عز وجل، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة، أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله، وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلكم يتفكرون. أيها المسلمون، قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وتعاونوا، قال عز وجل، وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. وقال عز وجل،
في سورة العصر. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواسوا بالحق وتواسوا بالصبر. وقال عز وجل في سورة البينة وتواسوا بالصبر وتواسوا بالمرحمة. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم للمسلم كالجسد، المسلم للمسلم، المسلم أخ المسلم. هذا شيء عظيم، إخوة الإسلام شيء عظيم، دعوة الإسلام شيء عظيم. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, you please listen carefully to the ayat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those in whose hearts there is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be affected from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He says to us in His book. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He reminded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا حَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ عَلِيمٍ. Listen, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He is inviting us to do business with Him, to do a commerce with Him that will save us from a chastisement in the hereafter. That we believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we use our nafs, our energy, and our mind, and our iman, and our resources in His way to make jihad and to make da'wah. And He says to us, this is better for us than anything else which we are engaged in doing if we only knew. And He also promises for us that the result of us doing this kind of work and making this kind of sacrifice, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. Forgiveness of your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will receive faza, fawzan azima, a very great and tremendous, incomparable reward. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا. The ayah continues. وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. Another favor which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows which we expect, which we desire. Help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the places which we have no idea where it will come from. And also He promises to us after patience, after execution of what He ordered us, victory. Definitely we will have victory over the enemies of Islam. But we have to fulfill the terms of the contract. Dear Muslims, look to the ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us. He says to us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Say the words which are directed towards the right. Say the word of da'wah. Say the word of truth. Regardless of what it will cost you. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when someone asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أفضل الجهاد؟ He said, كلمة الحق عند سلطان جائر. To speak the word of truth in the face of the oppressive tyrant, even when you know you will suffer, you will be imprisoned, you will be killed, you will be tortured, speak the word of truth. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He mentions, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. Look towards what you send forward for yourself on the tomorrow. What is that tomorrow? It is the future when we will meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. It is not this day. It is not the day you're looking for your check from your job. It is not the day you're looking to your wife and your children. It is not the day you're looking for benefits from the dunya. It is not the day you're looking for something in this world. No, it is the day when you will meet Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And you will have no chance to send anything else forward. Said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when any one of you dies, all of his actions stop except three. Sadaqatun jariyah. The sadaqah which continues on perpetually for the benefit of the one who has spent it until Yawm al-Qiyamah, he will find it with Allah. And the ilm, which the human beings take benefit of and which you act upon, you will find the benefit of this in front of you with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ. And the child that comes from you, who Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He loves him or her because they are salih. And they make dua for you. And because of their dua, which will be accepted by Allah, you will receive forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one of us, we don't need this kind of reward. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah and think deeply about these words. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He said to us, بَدْعَدِي لِغَرِيبًا فَيَعُودُ لِغَرِيبًا فَتُوبَ لِغُرَبَىٰ فَتُوبَ لِغُرَبَىٰ فَتُوبَ لِغُرَبَىٰ. You brothers know this hadith. He said Islam, it began as a stranger. And those who attached themselves to Islam, they were also strangers. In their own homes, they were strangers. In their own land, they were strangers. This is the way that Islam is characterized by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is Sadiqul Mahdoor. This Islam began as a stranger. Something that people run away from. They don't know it. They want to know, what is it? What are you speaking about? We never heard this before. Why are you saying this to us? You have changed yourself. You are doing something different. We don't understand. This is Islam. So he said, it will also return as a stranger. So I give glad tidings to the strangers. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is a tremendous blessing and a privilege to be here today in Masjid Dawood, where I became a Muslim in 1964, upstairs in the room above this room. I can remember Sheikh Dawood Ahmed Faisal, Ghafarallahu Lah. I can remember his words just as they are today. What he said to me. He said to me after administering the Shahada, me one day, my son, you and others like you will inherit the legacy and the responsibility of teaching and preaching Islam in this great American society. I didn't know what he's talking about. How is somebody who is just accepting Islam thinking that one day he will inherit the responsibility to give da'wah to this nation, this corrupt, misguided nation, the most powerful, misguided, corrupt nation in the world? How? Me? The seed and the descendants of the ex-slaves? How? He continued. You will join with the Muslims who have immigrated to this country from various Muslim countries to the United States of America, because they are the new ambassadors of Islam. He said that those who have immigrated to America, they are the new ambassadors of Islam. They have come from Darul Islam to Darul Kufr as the ambassadors carrying kalimat al-haq. This is how he characterized our relationship. He said, together, you will bring about a modern phenomena through exercising the principles of da'wah that will have an unimaginable impact upon America and the entire world. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let me bring to your mind how this phenomena has happened, that Sheikh Daoud, rahmatullahi alayh, he himself could not even have imagined. Do you know that today there are more than 3.5 million Muslims who have accepted Islam from Christianity in America, with no organized da'wah, no institutions of da'wah, very little resources of da'wah, and very little education in Islam? 3.5 million Muslims have come over from Christianity into Islam through the work and the support of the Islamic da'wah. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, the sociologists, they have made a projection, and they said that by the year 2020, there will be more than 30 million Muslims in North America. They have projected this based upon the growth. And they said 3 out of 5 African American Muslims, 3 out of 5 people from African American background who were Christians before, they will all be Muslims, and their children and their grandchildren. They, even in their calculations, are not correct, because وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows where the army of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come, and no one knows how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transform this earth. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, let me tell you that by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am Muslim today. And that I have 11 children, and that I have 27 grandchildren, all of them Muslim, from the Shahada upstairs, 1964. And by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has allowed me to deliver from my hands more than 2,000 Shahadas. And there are Muslims like myself throughout America who are doing this and still doing this. I stopped counting this figure some years ago, 2-3 years ago. What do you brothers think? From the partnership of the ambassadors of Islam, coming from all the Muslim countries, and those who have entered Islam like myself, what will happen to America and the rest of the world and the da'wah of Islam? You must cooperate. You must help. You must think, you must be serious, and and you must be sincere toward Islam. He continued. He said, one day, millions of American citizens will embrace Islam, and you will have to be prepared to teach, to lead, and to inspire the people. Dear brothers, the explosion of Islam in the Western Hemisphere is unparalleled anywhere in the world. This explosion of Islam is not happening all over the world as it is happening in America. For some reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose this part of the world for Islam to explode and to set the precedent for Islamic da'wah, more so than any other place. It is exploding in the living room of Fir'aun. It is exploding in the faces of the Christian church. It is exploding and transforming itself across the Atlantic and across the world. This da'wah of Islam. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, you must think about this phenomenon. You must contribute. You must help. You must ponder. You must reflect. You must invest yourself and be a part of this. You must not be negligent. You must not be selfish. You must not think about yourself and your family and your group. No. The ta'awun of Islam is the ta'awun of all the Muslims. We don't help the Arabs. We don't help the Africans. We don't help the white or the black. No. We give our help for Islam. And we give our help only to earn the pleasure of subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, we have no idea what kind of power and what kind of distinction will bring to Islam and Muslims in the modern world. We also cannot predict how this impact will take place upon the development of Islam all over the world. We cannot predict. We don't know. But we only have some idea. Think, my brothers and sisters. We have not done much. We have given some pamphlets. We have taught some small words. We have done some small teaching. We have delivered some shahadas. We have made some small efforts. We have spent a small amount of money. But we really did not make a massive effort of da'wah in America. And secondly, we did not collaborate. We did not cooperate with each other in the way which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. We are spending our time, the majority of our time, pursuing the dunya, the halal of the dunya. But my brothers and sisters in Islam, don't allow yourselves to lose the benefits of this deen by chasing after the dunya. The dunya is a mirage. You will never catch it. You will never hold it. And even that much of it that you capture, you will lose it. Because the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they felt that this dunya and everything was in it was like a drop of spit when you put it on the ground when the sun is in the top of the sky. This is what they thought about the dunya. And they knew what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the value of this dunya even to the value of the wing of a mosquito, He would not give the kafir the drink of water. The dunya is nothing. Allah will give you what you ask for, and He will give you more. But He put you in this earth for what reason? To carry this da'wah, to be the ambassadors of Islam, to work together for the Muslims, to make this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over every other deen. He said, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركين ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره المشركون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promised us this. And He said to us, لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. He says, there is no doubt Certainly there is for us in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best, most perfect pattern of human behavior. Do we believe this? Do we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said He will place every other deen under the deen of Islam, and He will make us the administrators of this earth if we will submit ourselves to Him? My dear Muslim brothers, the new Muslim, he must take the hand of the immigrant Muslim, and together we must use our knowledge and our resources to plant our feet firm and to establish the da'wah in this earth, because the da'wah is the real weapon of the war. Because with the da'wah, we take no hostages, we kill no one, we destroy no building, we only capture the heart. And when you capture the heart and you capture the mind, you capture the world. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is our challenge, this is our responsibility. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has already told us this and promised us this. My dear Muslim brothers, what do you know? What do we know is that to bring about this need for this tremendous collaboration and cooperation, we have to work together, and we must establish the resources necessary to introduce and carry the Islamic da'wah and to educate the Muslims about their responsibility. Every Muslim, each one, he must teach one. The Rasul of Mahdi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغَ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ. Teach from me, preach from me, carry from me, even if it's one ayah, you must teach it. You must not hold it. You must teach it to your neighbor, your co-worker, the person who you go to school with. You must teach it to those across the street, the people you do the business with. You must carry this da'wah in every way that you can, because it is the da'wah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us to capture the mind and the heart of the human being. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and I remind myself of this responsibility. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته أجمعين وبعد. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, you remember the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, a time will come when the nations of the world will gather together like some wild beasts, some wild animals, or some hungry people will gather around a plate of food when it is placed in their midst. The nations of the world will gather around the Muslims in this same way, collaborating together to devour the Muslims, having no respect for them, no concern for them. And the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anhu, they were surprised. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, will this because we are in the minority? He said, no. On the contrary, you will be in the majority. SubhanAllah. How the Muslims will be in the majority as they are today? 1,000,000,000 Muslims in the world today. 1,000,000,000 Muslims. 1 billion. One-fifth of the population of the world. Muslims. How the unbelievers will devour us and threaten us in this way? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained. He said, they will not have any respect for you. No respect for you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place us in their mind like the bubbles which come onto the sea when the water goes back out. It leaves nothing but the trash. The trash and the scum and the bubbles of the water. He said the substance of the Muslims will be like that. And secondly, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place inside of the hearts of the Muslims wahid. And they asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is this wahid? He said, Hubb al-dunya wa karahiyatul mawt. Attachment and preoccupation with the dunya and the hatred of about death. Oh Muslims, why are you holding on to the earth? Why are you preoccupied with the dunya? Leave the dunya. The dunya will come to you. You are the master of the dunya. The dunya is not your master. Give up your preoccupation with the dunya, and the dunya will be under your feet. Do not worry about dying. Death comes to everyone sooner than you think. And if you die having fulfilled your obligation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have nothing except the reward which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised, and no one is better at keeping his promise other than Allah. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for him, He gives him the correct understanding of this deen. We must pursue the correct understanding of the deen, so that what we communicate to others is the correct understanding of this deen. Then we will have khair. We will not have khair before that. Our conditions around the world are reflective of the conditions inside of our heart. We have not conquered our heart, so we are unable to conquer our enemies. We have not purged the corruption from ourselves, so how we will purge the corruption of the oppression? We Muslims in North America, the new Muslims, the ambassadors of Islam, the immigrant Muslims, we can send a signal for the Muslims throughout the world, and we can place the corruption and the deviance of the Christians and those who associate parties with Allah. We can send also a message to them that this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the face of this nation and also will change the face of this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مُذَكِّرْ. He said to him, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَى عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The dhikr, the remembrance of Allah, is the obligation of the believer, and it will benefit the believer. And we have been sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this dhikr of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout this country, throughout this continent, and throughout this world. This is our job. This is our first job, our primary job, our most fundamental job. And we must not leave our jobs. My dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I give this speech to you as advice for myself and also for you. And I remind myself that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayrul kalam ma qalla wa dalla." The best speech is the speech which is short, brief, but powerful and pregnant. If your heart is holding the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repetition what has been said. عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وذكر الله تعالى وأعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأحم وأكبر وأكرم الصلاة.
بحلكته إلا والفجر وتاب سنا
قدس تنادينا